Can you tell if a dataset is fake? By Cole Frederick in Science Spectrum Freedom.
In the age of big data, the ability to tease out the key elements from millions of bits of information is essential.
This is where the art of data science comes in.
It's a blend of math and creativity to boil down something into its key components.
There are many aspects of math that come in handy here. The most obvious is statistics.
Another important ability of data science is to determine if the data are real or not.
It is all too easy to create a set of fake data for nefarious purposes.
Especially common is for purposes of financial or election fraud.
However, data scientists have a trick up their sleeves for this problem.
They can rely on an especially strange theory known as Benford's Law.
This law was stated back in the 1930s, when physicist Frank Benford noticed a weird pattern that showed up in a wide variety of datasets.
I will note that while this law is named after Benford, it was actually first discovered by Simon Newcomb much earlier.
Even though Newcomb was the original discoverer, I will still refer to it as Benford's Law, since that is its common name.
So how does Benford's Law work? It has to do with the leading digit for all numbers in the dataset.
The leading digit just refers to the first digit in a number. For example, the leading digit of 19,243 is 1, and the leading digit of 63 is 6.
A number can have a leading digit, 1 to 9, but it can never be 0. Do you see why?
Take a moment to think how you would expect the leading digits for a dataset to behave.
Would you expect each number to appear as the leading digit with the same probability?
Or do you think that one number would be favored and appear more commonly as the leading digit?
When I first heard of this law, I expected each of the leading digits to appear at the same frequency.
Numbers would begin with 1 just as often as they begin with 9.
However, this is not the case.
Surprisingly, the larger a number is, the less likely it is to appear as a leading digit.
This graph follows a precise distribution.
For a given leading digit D, the probability of a random number having it as a leading digit is.
Meaning that this plot follows a logarithmic distribution.
This is a very strange result.
Yet, it shows up everywhere. Benford's law has been found to apply to electricity bill prices, address numbers, stocks, population, length of rivers, and even known physical constants.
However, Benford's law is not universal.
For it to work, a dataset usually has to cover multiple orders of magnitude.
This means it would not be great when describing the height of people.
We also couldn't use it to describe the weights of a group of objects that all roughly have the same mass.
However, we could use it to describe something that varies dramatically, like the amount of money kept in bank accounts.
Why in the world would this happen?
My first instinct was that this is an artificial product of using base 10.
If you don't know what that is, it's how we have chosen to represent numbers.
To write a 10, you don't use an entirely new symbol, unlike 8 or 9.
Instead, you create a new digit and start the counting process over again.
You do the same when you first get to 10, 100, 1000, and so on.
There is no reason in particular for us to use base 10.
Different cultures have relied on a wide variety of bases.
Famously, the Babylonians used base 60, which is why we count minutes and seconds in groups of 60.
Does Benford's law show up as a weird fluke of the fact that we use base 10?
The above plot shows the frequency of leading digits over a wide variety of bases.
Each color shows a base, as low as 3 up to 16.
Once we get beyond base 10, it's common to use letters to represent higher symbols, as in hexadecimal code.
As you can see, for each of the bases checked, we get a similar distribution.
The lower digits are always the most commonly found as leading digits.
So base 10 is not the culprit.
What about the units?
Does it matter if we measure something like weight in kilograms or pounds?
Again, the unit does not matter.
As long as the dataset we are analyzing covers multiple orders of magnitude and has no clear maximum or minimum value, Benford's law still applies.
But why?
This law is quite puzzling and seems counterintuitive at first.
Why should we expect numbers to follow a distribution like this?
Scientists have come up with many explanations for why this law occurs.
While I won't go into the specifics, check out the links at the end for that, I will provide a heuristic explanation that helped me.
To understand this law, we have to understand another common occurrence in datasets, the power law.
This relationship describes a startling amount of datasets.
You may have heard of it described as the 80 to 20 rule.
This type of distribution occurs when one quantity varies proportionally to the power of another.
For an example of this, consider a fundraising event.
If 20% of donors contribute 80% of the donations, then we have a power law.
This is where the 80-20 rule comes from.
Let's apply this to the plot above.
Say we line donors up by the amount of money they contribute, highest to least.
Set that as the x-axis, and have the y-axis be how much money they contributed.
Now, 80% of the total money raised green area is only represented by 20% of the width of the plot.
In contrast, the remaining 20% of funds raised, yellow area, covers 80% of the width of the plot.
The power law relationship is everywhere.
Scientists have found it represented in neural networks, Kepler's third law for planetary motion, the rate of chemical reactions, and the diversity of species within ecosystems.
It is also in distinct contrast to the normal distribution, which also describes a wide variety of natural events.
Benford's law tends to appear when variables have an exponential relationship.
Consider the amount of money in your bank account.
The amount of effort needed to get from $1,000 to $2,000 is much greater than the amount of effort needed to get from $8,000 to $9,000.
The more money you have, the easier it is to add $1,000 to your bank account.
This is a large oversimplification, but it applies in general.
Using this principle, an average bank account will spend much longer in the $1,000 to $2,000 range than in the $8,000 to $9,000 range.
This also works for bank accounts with $10 minus $99 and $1 million minus $9,999,999 range.
We call this property scale invariance.
Hopefully, you can get an idea of why lower leading digits are more common.
If you just consider a bank account with money growing at an exponential rate, it will spend more time with a lower leading digit.
This is illustrated in the plot shown above.
In general, situations that feature the power law, stocks, income, population, do follow Benford's law, while those that follow the normal distribution, weight, height, IQ, do not.
However, a power law is not required.
Benford found that his law applied to a set of 308 numbers he pulled out of an issue of Reader's Digest.
Fraud detection.
Earlier, I mentioned that Benford's law can be used to detect fake data.
This is extremely powerful, and it has been used in a variety of court cases to prove fraud.
However, it is easy to misapply and falsely claim fraud.
See the excellent video below explaining how Benford's law does not tell us that the 2020 election outcome was altered.
You have to be very specific about the scenario that you apply Benford's law to.
Some types of election data are valid, while others are not. I hope you learned something.
Benford's law is one of those crazy mathematical findings that can be hard to believe.
If you want to learn more about data science and the math behind it, then I have some other articles for you to check out.
If you are interested in a more technical explanation of Benford's law, check out this link.
If you like this article, then consider clapping for it.
You also may want to follow me for more stories like this, or subscribe to my email list.
I publish weekly about math and science.